today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us and peace. And cultivate our sins and iniquities and forgive us for the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father and my brethren, amen. On this day, the Holy Father Ambrosius, Bishop of Kift, departed this and became a monk in his early years, devoted himself to ascetic life and learned the church books. He never looked upon the face of a woman. Once a woman who had a serious sickness waited until he came out of the church and drew near him to kiss his hand, for her belief was that she would be healed. But when he saw that she was getting close to him, he walked faster since she was unable to catch him. She took a handful of the dust upon which his feet had trodden and placed it on the side of the pain, and she was healed. When he was ordained a bishop, he used to see the angels fluttering their wings around the altar while he was celebrating the divine liturgy. He was eloquent in his sermons. No one became weary of listening to his teachings. When the Lord informed him that his departure drew near, he gathered his people, taught them, and strengthened them in the faith. Then he departed in peace. God manifested many miracles from his body. His disciple took a piece of his sharp shroud, which held many of the sick. May prayers be with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Apamon was martyred. He was from the city of Tuh, the diocese of Banha. The angel Michael appeared to him and commanded him to go to Ancyna and confess Christ. He went and confessed the Lord Christ before Eutychius, the governor. He tortured him much with the press, red-hot iron bed, and by whipping him with wipes. Then he cast him in a hot water cauldron. In all of that the Lord strengthened and raised him up sound. He was worthy for the Lord Christ to appear to him and promised him the kingdom of heaven. This saint performed many signs and miracles. When they cut off his head, he received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius Lakfasi was present, took his body, shrouded it with costly shrouds, and sent his body with two of his men to his hometown. May his praise be with us all, amen. And this day also marks the martyrdom of Saint Shenouda. He was a righteous man, keeping the Christian commandments that was in the early days of the Arab conquest of Egypt. Some of his enemies laid an accusation against him before the Muslim rulers. He brought him and asked him to leave his faith, but he refused and proudly declared his faith in the Lord Christ. The ruler became enraged, tortured him, and finally cut off his head, and he received the crown of martyrdom. May his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.